الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرًا ونذيرًا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فقد غوى. My dear respected brothers and sisters and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the doer of each and everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says be and it becomes. He says kun, be, fayakun, and it becomes. Almighty Allah, when He intends to do something, there is no one that can challenge Him. There is no one that can stop Him. But Allah is Almighty, King of all kings is Allah. Almighty Allah, when He wants to show His signs, His miracles to mankind, He does. And again, there is no one that can challenge Him. And there was no one that could, that they challenged, they tried their best to challenge Him, but they failed. They tried to challenge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His miracles, with His signs, but they failed. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure. My dear respected brothers and elders and sisters, we have to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does what He wants. And there is no one to question Him. We say from the Quran, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, that He is one. Allahu Samad. He is independent. He is independent, that He is not in need of anyone's help. We are dependent. When we were babies, we were dependent on our parents for our mothers to feed us. We were dependent on our mothers. When we grew up, then we were still dependent on our parents for them to buy us food and clothe us. Then again, when we grow up again, now we are dependent on our jobs, our businesses, so that through this we can feed ourselves and feed our family. Doesn't matter how strong we are, doesn't matter how wealthy we are still dependent on something. But Almighty Allah is independent. Without us humans, without Allah, there is nothing for us. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not born nor He was given birth. That Almighty Allah, this shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was there from the beginning. There is no beginning for Him and there is no end for Him. Huwa al-awwal. Allah is the first. Wal-akhir. He is the last. When a day will come when everything will perish, when this world
will be destroyed. When this world will be destroyed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the angels to blow the trumpet. With the first trumpet, when the angel will blow, will destroy the whole universe. Nothing will remain on that day except Allah. This is the last day. Allah will say, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. To whom does this kingdom belong to? Today, to whom does this kingdom belong to? Allah will announce. Where is everyone? Where are those kings? Where are those people who thought that they are bigger than others? They thought they had money, status, etc. They can do what they wish. Where are they? Allah will say, to whom does this kingdom belong to today? There will be no answer. Why? Because everything is destroyed and everyone is destroyed. Allah will then say, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. It belongs to Allah. لِلَّهِ وَاحِدِ. Who is alone, has no partner. قَهَّارِ, the Almighty. Almighty Allah. وَالظَّاهِرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is apparent. What does it mean by that? That in this world, His signs, the signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us in this dunya, by us looking towards these blessings, these signs of Allah, it makes us think that there is Allah. There is a creator who created this. There is a creator who created this. For example, Allah says, فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ تُعَامِهِ. Allah says, فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ تُعَامِهِ. Let mankind see, look at its food. Just, let's just take our food, nothing else. We will see the signs of Allah, that there is a creator who created us. فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ تُعَامِهِ. أَنَّا صَبَبْنَا الْمَاءَ الصَّبَّ ثُمَّ شَقَقْنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends rain, abundant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends rain down to this world, which this water, the rain, it nourishes the soil. From this soil, from this earth, the same earth that we were created from, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes out our food. فَأَنْبَتَنَا فِيهَا حَبَّ وَعِنَبًا وَقَضْبًا وَزَيْتُونًا وَنَخْلًا وَحَدَائِكَ غُلْمًا. From this earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes out for us our food. Vegetables, grapes, olives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes out all these trees. From these trees we have different types of fruits. Different types of fruits, vegetable. But from this earth, from the earth that Allah created us from. And the water that Allah sends, the rain, and mixes, and from this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes out all these food for us. حَدَائِكَ غُلْبَةً. And many other, you know, fruits and vegetables, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes that for us. وَفَاكِهَةً وَأَبَّةً. Fruits and fodder. And food for our animals as well. For cows, horse, sheep, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again from this earth, the food He will take out for our animals as well, that we use. It's linked. For the animals to live, for them to survive, they will go, they will eat grass. The cows, the sheep, the goats. From this they will eat, and then we will slaughter the animal and we will eat the meat. So this is just the process. This is just the process from beginning, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, let mankind look at its food. Because we eat food every day. We eat food every day. So every single day, we should be thinking when we eat our food. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this food. And He explains in the Quran how He gives this food to us. The earth, the water, and the seed. From this, what we have on our plates is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِأَنْعَامِكُمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِأَنْعَامِكُمْ. Now this, the things that you see around you, is for your benefit and for your animals' benefit. That you eat as well as your animals, they eat. Allah did not create these things for Himself. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent. For us to survive, we need to eat, we need to drink. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create these things for Himself. Every day we eat and we drink, we should think to ourselves that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the great, has created all this. This process that we see, He just done it just for us. This process that Allah mentions in the Quran, He did not make this process for Himself, but for you and for all of us. For all of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this process. So that we take faida, so that we take benefit from this. مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِأَنْعَامِكُمْ. وَالْبَاطِنِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hidden. That in this world, no one will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَيُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ. Another sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the signs of Almighty Allah. Will make us think that there is a creator. And to this creator we all will return one day. We can't say, oh, we were believers, or we weren't believers, because we didn't see anything for us to believe. The signs are around every single one of us. يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَيُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is another sign of Allah. And we see it every year. He is the one who enters the night into day and enters the day into night. How does that work? He enters the day into night and enters the night into day. It's a sign we see, especially in this country. We see it every year. How does that work? تُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَتُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ. How does that work? Summertime and wintertime. December, Maghrib was at 4 o'clock. So by 4:30, it was, say by 5 o'clock, it was dark. December time, winter time, by 5 o'clock, it's dark. It's dark. So it's night. And then, 3-4 months later, say in March or April, 5 o'clock, 5 p.m., is it still dark? Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entered the light in, He entered the day into night. So 3 months later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters the day into the night. And 5 o'clock p.m., from March, even from now, is daylight. These are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should think and we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking for forgiveness, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and asking for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why after every salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised us that after every salah to recite Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 34 times. Subhanallah, to glorify, to praise Allah, to glorify Allah, and Allah is the greatest. 33 times, and 34 times. So for why? There's one thing we just saying Subhanallah, 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 and looking at everything and, you know, talking in between, or, you know, there's no concentration. And another way of doing it is Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure. He's independent. There is nothing that he needs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need anything. He's independent. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. From our heart, thinking deep. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. All praises be to Allah. The food that He has given us, the clothes that He has given us, the life again He has given us. We woke up today, we're here for salah. The health that He has given us, the wealth that He has given us, the children He has given us, our wives, our brothers, our sisters, our parents, all these blessings. If we were to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will not be able to complete it. This is how much blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He has granted us. So again, this way of saying Alhamdulillah, 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 looking everywhere and not even concentrating on what we are saying. But just imagine, we concentrate and we, you know, concentrate so much onto what we're saying, saying Alhamdulillah, and thinking in our minds, in our hearts, that Allah has given us so many things, so all praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, and Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. It's who made us believers, who made us Muslim? Allah. Allah is the one who chose us to be the followers of Rasulullah and the servants of Allah. Allah is the one who chose us. That is why He is the greatest. All the signs that we have seen around us in this world, just think of the signs and say, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. It's not going to take more than 5 minutes after every salah, because the sunnah is to recite it after every salah. It's not going to take more than 5 minutes. That 5 minutes, we can build a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is our purpose. We can do it in 5 seconds. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, 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 the khalas, finish. But yes, the formality is there, we've done it. We'll get the reward. But the effect, as with reward, we want the effect to be there as well. We want the reward and we want the effect. How can this affect us when we are reciting Alhamdulillah, when we are reciting the tasbih? Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. We want it to affect us as well. And where is it going to affect us? In our hearts. In our hearts. Because remember, when we commit a sin, there's a black spot in our heart. And that increases the sins we do. The more sins we do, this spot increases. The black spot increases till all our heart is Bismillah. Now, this is when we are putting evil in our hearts. Now, if our hearts are filled with evil, then every time we will be thinking of evil. Anything comes in front of us, the first thing we will think in a wrong way. We will put our desires and shaitan forward. We will follow the ways of shaitan and our desires. Whereas if our hearts, in Urdu, our ustaz, our shuyukh used to say, dil ka bartan, if we fill the pot of our hearts with noor, with light, with tasbih, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, then everything that we do, we will have Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of us. It plays a big part. It plays a huge part in our life. If we keep our hearts clean, then for us to do good things, for us to make good decisions, for us to think good, we need our hearts to be clean. Why? Because our hearts are linked with our brain. Allah says in the Quran that we have created for you eyes, ears, and hearts. Eyes with which we see, ears we listen, and with hearts we think. We think. Then Allah says, قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. But there are very few of my servants who thank Allah, who are grateful. So from this we understand, heart is the main section before it goes into our brain. Before it goes into our brain, it's our heart. Everything, whatever is in our heart, if our heart is hardened, it's black, then this is going to affect us with the decisions we make at work, the decisions we make at home, how we deal with people, how our behavior is all to do with our hearts. Now, if we change that, how can we change that? What's the solution? Solution is when we do tasbih after every salah. First of all, we have to do tasbih. For us to solve this, we have to do tasbih after every salah. Because it's the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. 33, 30, and 34 times. But when we are doing the tasbih, we shouldn't just say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, you know, looking everywhere, thinking of everything. No. Say, concentrate and say, subhanallah, Allah is pure. Think, you know, Allah is pure. Alhamdulillah, all of, you know, praises be to Allah for everything He has given us. Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. Doing this, less than 5 minutes, inshallah, if we keep, make it a habit, then inshallah, slowly, slowly, the evil, our heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will soften our hearts, clean our hearts, inshallah, and the decisions that we'll make with people who we, you know, our neighbors, who we stay with, our wives, our children, inshallah, will be according to the sunnah and the ways of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to act upon what has been said. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.